Please join me in a spirit of prayer. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. For those of you who are paying attention, and I suspect that is all of you, you'll notice that rather than read two lessons from Scripture, we have read three. Hebrew Bible, the Epistle, and the New Testament. And that was in addition to the psalm we read as a call to worship. Now, these were the readings that were assigned for today by the lectionary. I did not pick them, but I think that it is providential that we have read the Sermon on the Mount today on Annual Meeting Sunday, because this is when we are going to be thinking about the year ahead, what we're going to do. And if you take a moment to really think about what we should be doing and what should be important to us, I don't think we could do much better than the Sermon on the Mount. All of these readings tie together, and frankly, the lectionary seems to do a better job of that some weeks than other. I think this week, these are well-matched passages. When people think of Jeremiah, they might think of the word Jeremiah, of someone who is waving a finger at them and scolding them and telling them they're bad and that all is going to hell in a handbasket. Jeremiah could be a bit of a scold, but he had a reason for that. And that was because he loved God and he loved God's word. Paul was writing to the Corinthians, a church community that he loved very much. And he too has this reputation. But I think we need to look at where Paul is coming from when he did his work. And finally, there are the Beatitudes. Some of the most famous verses in all of Scripture. And frankly, I think many people have formed opinions and impressions of these verses without really knowing what they say. And in some quarters, there's a belief that if I'm just good, I'll get to go to heaven. Everything will be fine and dandy. Read them carefully. There's nothing about going somewhere else here. Heaven is part of God's realm. Heaven and earth, they're all one kingdom. And we need to remember that as we look at these Beatitudes, because these are blessings. And we look at who is being blessed. The poor, the hungry, those who weep and mourn. And then we look at the world around us. And we see that we still have the poor and the hungry and those who weep and mourn. And maybe we are tempted to ask, what's going on? What's the big deal about this kingdom? Maybe I should look somewhere else. Don't. Read those words from Jeremiah again. And look at what he says about those who place their hopes and their dreams in false idols and things that we think might give us comfort, but are really just a passing fancy or fad. Nobody in this room, or indeed anywhere in this world, is perfect. Nobody is going to be able to bring us to the promised land. That is what God is for. Now, God is not just going to take care of everything for us. God has expectations for us. And we are God's workers. And so when we think of what we can do, we can think about feeding the hungry and clothing the poor and the naked and comforting those who mourn and weep. We can think about the banner we've got hanging over the front door of this church, and we've made a statement to the community that we value our neighbors who are immigrants and refugees. We are doing that. And we're doing it not because we're good people, but because we have heard a call from Scripture. And we are grateful that there are people in the community who are also doing this work. But we as a church cannot say, well, Wise will take care of it, or Listen, or The Haven, or Headrest. All of those are good organizations. And we can't say that the government will take care of it. People serving government are well-intentioned. But those aren't the ultimate answers. The call comes to us, the people of faith, to hear God's will and his word and to act on it. And we're going to be talking about this a bit in the annual meeting later today. We're not just getting together to review an agenda and talk about finances and committee assignments. As important as those are, they are not the bread and butter of this church. You all are. Think about that. You all are what made the church work. And I give thanks for all of you. Now, we have had an interesting couple of years here, as have churches throughout the country. And we've done better than most churches, and not as well as some others. We always have areas to improve. And one thing I think we need to work on in the coming year is our ability to communicate with one another, to say what's on our minds, to share our concerns, to not react to rumors or misimpressions we may have, to actually talk to the people involved. So one area I'd like to see us focus on in the coming year is the Pastor Parish Relations Committee. And if you've got a concern or an idea, you can come see me personally, or if you want to meet with this group, you can meet with them. But we should be doing things through channels. I've said, somewhat jokingly, but also with a bit of seriousness, that the parking lot at the church can be the devil's playground. And sometimes people will get together after worship and they'll talk with one another, and then they'll begin to drift into gossiping about one another and doing things that are not helpful to our community or to themselves. So I ask, talk with your friends and your neighbors face to face. Don't gossip, but believe in one another. That's really important. We've got a good church here. And in fact, I could say we could make our church great again, but that slogan's been ruined. But there is hope for the future. And that hope exists because of Jesus and what he has taught us. And because of you, I am blessed. I've been here now 12 years, and I've been blessed to be with you during this time. And I want to continue to enjoy that blessing. And I hope that you find being part of this church means something to you. And I can look at the different people here and think of what they've done, and I can think of the Board of Governors and how they finally were able to take the dream of getting some railings installed a reality, and we now use those during worship. In other events, we maintain a building that the community can come and use for musical events. I think of the people who serve on Mission Social Action and how we have provided support to Listen and to the Haven and to Headrest. I think of our choir, and it really was hard during the months when we could not have you singing here because we were very concerned about the coronavirus. And it is a gift to have you be part of worship. I think of Ernie and Brian, all they do to help run the church and make worship a meaningful experience. I think of the people who have led council and the diaconate, and I give thanks for your leadership. We're going to be moving into a new season of leadership, and my prayers go with those that I hope will be elected at the annual meeting. I believe that they are committed to the future of this community and that they have the best interests of this church at heart. So again, I encourage you to look at these lessons. And I talked a bit about 1 Corinthians over the last few weeks. And this was a community filled with people just like you and me. Normal people, people that Paul loved. But that church had problems. Now, I don't see our problems being anything like those of Corinth. But Maybe we need to set aside our egos. Maybe we need to listen to one another. Maybe we need to remember that everybody is here because they share the interests of this church. So I'm not going to say much more because we're going to have the meeting to discuss all these things later on. But I am going to ask you to read these lessons again and to meditate upon them and to think about how you are called to live into the life of this church. And as you do that, I hope that you'll recognize that you are blessed to be part of this community. And it's in this community that we can grow and we can support one another and we can love one another. Would you please join me in the spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this church community, and we thank you for entrusting us to run our own affairs. Help us to do so, guided by you